Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over your sons. If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn over and on the mountainside. Should die tonight, we should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time, calling out Father, prepare as we will watch the flames burn over and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. See fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire hollow in soul. I see fire burning on the breeze. And I hope that you remember.
You remember me. hay en nombre de Jesús, Madre, te agradecemos por esta oportunidad, por este instrumento de tua graça. Te pedimos, Pai, que nos uses, somente seja edificado daquilo, Senhor, que vier a trazer bom fruto. Possas abençoar cada vida que ouvir este programa e aqueles que irão ouvir posteriormente. E que nada do inimigo possa prevalecer, Senhor. Tudo aquilo que for falado aqui possa ser filtrado pelo teu bom espírito, Senhor, que possa trazer edificação, possa trazer arrependimento a quem precisa de arrependimento, possa trazer luz a quem necessita de luz para caminhar, possa trazer provisão espiritual para quem está em dúvidas sobre que caminho seguir e onde buscar a tua direção. Nós oramos em nome de Jesus. Amém. Meus irmãos, obrigado pela vossa audiência. Cada vez mais estamos assistindo ao milagre de ver Deus fazer prosperar este ministério. Deus tem trazido pessoas para o nosso meio que nos ajudam dia a dia com aquilo que investigam, com aquilo que têm recebido do Pai, para nos ajudar a edificar o corpo, equipar os santos da grande batalha que está ocorrendo pelas almas de cada um de nós, que o inimigo e o seu exército quer roubar. Nós hoje estamos fazendo mais um programa. Não é um programa virado para adorar a Deus, pelo menos com músicas, mas é um programa que visa realmente edificar o corpo, falar do presente que todo o corpo de Cristo está atravessando neste mundo. Muito barulho lá fora, muitos acontecimentos, muito medo sendo espalhado, muita incerteza sobre o futuro, mas queremos ao mesmo tempo, no meio desta alvoraçada toda, trazer luz para que vocês entendam como se está processando isto, porquê, quem são os agentes deste barulho, quais os objetivos. Então nós vamos estar falando de coisas que aparentemente parece que não têm nada a ver com o Evangelho, mas têm. Têm porque o Evangelho trata-se de uma batalha espiritual. Quem quer viver o Evangelho aqui tem que batalhar. Não pode viver como se estivesse de férias ou numa praia descansado. Tem que vigiar constantemente porque o inimigo não nos dá descanso. Mas não está falando de coisas que mexem com política, mexem com atividade internacional, figuras, mexem com sociedades secretas, mexem com história da humanidade, mas vocês vão ver que tem tudo a ver. Tem tudo a ver. Eu irei procurar tentar, não sei se vou conseguir falar em duas línguas, porque é muito difícil manter o fluxo de informação, mas se vocês puderem, procurem alguém que entenda o inglês, que vos consiga traduzir, porque nós temos recebido muito apoio, muitos irmãos que falam inglês têm se identificado imenso connosco e estão sentindo a presença do Espírito connosco. Então, meus irmãos, se vocês puderem, que eu não vos garanto que consiga transmitir em duas línguas acuradamente aquilo que vou falar, porque se perde muita informação de uma tradução para a outra. Muitas vezes se perde o raciocínio também. Eu, por vezes, tenho que dar prioridade à língua inglesa. Realmente temos muitas pessoas aproximando-se deste ministério, nos ajudando a mantê-lo. Temos pessoas que são pessoas que estão frequentemente no chat room, ajudando, trazendo incentivo, então merecem uma atenção. Se puder eu ter tantos ouvintes ao vivo que falassem português, como eu tenho pessoas que me ouvem e que só entendem inglês. De qualquer forma, deixo-vos esta introdução. Se vocês puderem, chamem alguém que entenda o inglês para entender a profundidade desta mensagem. Que Deus abençoe a todos, em nome de Jesus. My brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you all again. It's a pleasure for me to have my brothers and sisters in arms with meet with this ministry. I am feeling so blessed because I am feeling that the Holy Spirit is bringing a group of warriors that are, as we are, tired of this world and want to be fed pure water and pure food. Brothers and sisters, this is not a program that I am pleased, that I will enjoy to do, as it was just a prayer or worshiping program. This is an educational, this is an upgrading in our understanding of the fights that we must endure. Because it's not our mission to destroy people. It's not our mission to hurt people, especially those that walk with us, or they, once in the past, they were walking with us. It's not our mission to hurt the people that God loves. But we have a duty as a Christians to expose the works of the evil, to warn people about the dangers and the ways they are using to preach the word. Because we can be cursed by God if we don't preach, if we don't live what we preach. If we preach half-truths, or if we use ways just to convince the other when we are not subject to what we preach. And we are going to bring here subjects that are delicate matters, because it hurts. Sometimes we are so bound by lies and deception, then when someone speaks the truth, we know inside of us that that truth to be taken will open wounds that are infected inside. Sometimes the fear of have to pass this spiritual surgery can be stronger than the love of the truth. And that's why it hurts. That's why our ministry, it's not very pleasing to all that are now trying to follow Jesus Christ. Because those that convince themselves they don't need the cross, those that are usually to the blessings of God because He is merciful, they never want to be corrected. Because they never want to put down all that they have built, not on the right foundation. But I have to look for my fault. I have a doubt for my God and Father that I would pray with my life and preach the glory of the kingdom of the name of Jesus Christ, Yahushua, not another king, not the kingdom half of Jesus, half of Mammon, or half of Jesus, half of fear to give me money and to make disciples of myself. So, if you don't like the truth, please don't hear this show. Because this show is going to help you to discern the tares from the wheat. I hope this show will also help people to be transformed by tares to wheat. Because our purpose and the will of our God is to save people. But unfortunately, I must say this. The house of God, the body of Christ, is full of tares that are growing and strangling the faith of the wheat. And we will be talking about things that will connect us to the history of mankind, to try to understand the modus operandi of these tares, how they become powerful with the stupidity of the sheep that should be wise as serpents. But they are cowards. They are deceptive by the offerings, the poison offerings of Satan and his sons. This happens I am breaking. How about now? Okay. Jesus chose to wait for the provision of his Father. He passed hungry. He did not fall on pride. He didn't fall for the cares of the flesh. He chose the reward of the Father. Like the difference between the first and the second king of Israel. Saul, the first king, lost his kingdom because he only cares about the image that he had to the people. When he saw the people leaving the field of battle, he sacrificed, he took a role in the kingdom that was not his kingdom. Even when God has ordained him by the prophet to do not bring any spoils from some territory, he was a materialist. That's why he lost his role in the kingdom. And he ended with another spirit. A divination spirit. He ended in a spirit that knew how to deal with him. That spirit in Handel tell him, hit, and tomorrow you will die. And he was so materialistic that he hit even in the threat of being death on the other day. That's a tale. David, the first thing he did when he became king, it was to bring the ark, the symbol of the alliance of God with Israel, to near him, to bring God near him. It was the first thing. Saul never cared about the ark. Okay, we must understand that we are in a fight. We are used to know, and there's a lot of people identifying our enemies, the agents, Illuminati, secret societies. We all know about this, the peons of the fallen angels. But when that thing happens on our groups, on our congregations, even in our families, 99% of us start denying. Cannot be. Because the tear is very similar to wheat. It speaks like the wheat. Dresses better than the wheat, has more, much more money than the wheat, because he's smart, intelligent. But the fruit at the end are dead. And when we start seeing this in our own realm, our own spaces, Sometimes the fear to accept this is bigger than the love and the compromise we have with Jesus the Christ. But this program will try to invert this process, okay? Because we will expose some kinds of modus operandi, the ways they work, and I will give you insight to see that what happened through the history of the church and humankind, it's happening now. Okay? So, we will be talking about the Illuminati, but we will be talking about the agents, the secret spies, the infiltrators that Satan is using, preparing, training, sometimes since the birth, to do his dirty work. That is to enrich the enemy army, to promote very subtly the agenda of the enemy. Of course, that agents will never ever accept to say clearly, I am an agent, a double agent. But the reason that I'm doing this program is that because I passed almost 9.5 years on a congregation that was full of Masons and I couldn't see. And I couldn't see. I only could see when God put me out of there. I could have doubts, I could argue, but I was under a spell, a lie, very well constructed. Because they speak of Jesus, they cry for Jesus, they dedicate their lives to that Jesus, but if you go deep, and if you go to the back doors and they only invite you if when you're ready to work to them, you will see that is not our Jesus. It's not our Yahushua from the Bible. It's just a business. There is an agenda there, but it's not the kingdom's agenda. Because there is another God that needs the resources to steal the resources of the Holy God with deception and uses Christian titans, it uses psycho operations, entertaining just to occupy you with an agenda that is not what God has for you in the kingdom. It will make you a serf, a lord of that agenda. It will give you some benefiction, but it's not what God has for you. So, brothers and sisters, first, I want to make a big resume. I want you to understand the Illuminati that comes from the ancient ages and maybe before that, that is controlled by the fallen angelic beings, some call them demons, it's not only demons, they come from generation to generation getting richer and powerful through deception. They use human beings, they train them, they subject them to do the job. There's a lot of testimonies, people that are leaving the Illuminati talking about this. It's not me, you know about this. The problem is that when you find that you are walking or that you were walking with one of them, side by side, and you were deceived. It's hard to accept. Because there is an effort, a spiritual effort, to keep you blind, to make you feel guilty of exposing the truth, the fact. Let's go to the history, okay? So I have put on the beginning of the chat room something that it's a fact. The Queen of England is the most richest person on earth. She has the most territory of land in all the world. Bigger than Russia, bigger than the territory of China. How is this possible? How can a family have such wealth on this day? Okay. I present the show with some concepts of nobility that were through all history used as an instrument of creating peons of this elite. They were called them serfs. On the past, it used to be connected with military people. It was restrained to that. A sir was a knight that was working to the monarch, or to the country. But in this modern day, you don't need to be a soldier, a general, to be considered or to be knighted. You just need to have a mission to that king or to that country that has that title to offer. Okay? So, I come from a church where the head of the church starts receiving prizes and titles like those of the masonry. Big commentator, blah, 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 blah. And that's when I get the old picture. Thanks to people like Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Eggman and Eggman, that showed us what's behind the curtain. Okay? Thanks to these people, to these watchmen, that I have to thank the effort to open our eyes. I realized that the deception was on my court, was at my door. And that's why God broke the chains, and I no longer accept to walk with them. But it was very difficult. A lot of fear to be disobeying God. Because it was God who put me there. Yes, it was God who sent me to that church with dreams. Lots of experience there. How could this be? That's when God started talking to me. Didn't I send my son to the desert by my Holy Spirit? It was not to become insipid. It was to be sold. And I knew he would be sold. I sent you there to continue to be sold. But now you must leave. Because I want, and I know that you are faithful. And there you will not be fooled. You will be turned insipid soul. that's when you must leave all the privilege, all that that system gives to you, a good job, a good family. Sometimes we must lose what the system had given to us, because they are controlled not by the Holy Spirit, but by agents that are corrupting the values, inverting the priority of the kingdom of God there. It has become enemy's territory, because some of the leaders fall to temptations, accept bad companies, and they use their titles, and they use everything that God has given to him to build his own ego and build his own empire. And who wants with this is the enemy. Sometimes even they change sides. That's when they accept the title of pastor and the title of master mason. That's when they accept to be a deacon and the sir or knight of Malta. That's when they start collecting titles. So, try to understand. Since the beginning of the empire, the British Empire, the Queen, that royal family, has promoted people to sir or knight, to promote the materialistic and imperialistic agenda in the world. Let me try to show you some of the knights or sirs that the enemy promoted to the humankind history. Do you know who is John Dee? John Dee was the royal counselor. Was the third John Dee. Was the advisor of the Queen. He is the father of the Kabbalah, the modern Kabbalah, of the Enochian magic. He is the first one in the modern history, of modern Western history, to open a portal and to invoke a demon. That's a fact. That's history. Just go to Google. And he was a sir. He was a knight of the Queen. He was a respectable social being. And he was a Satanist. He was a seer. And he advised the Queen. Okay, this is one example. I will give you another one. Sir Francis Drake, the famous pirate of the Caribbean. An instructed man that killed and stole a lot of indigenous people to fill the treasures of their queen. Another sir. Another knight. There are no possibilities for someone get a title as knight. And I can prove you, I put the link here for you to be instructed. I check it first. Without accepting a mission for the sake of the kingdom of the Queen. There is no heritage of titles like knight. There is no transfer of titles from a friend or a father to a son, and much less for just a friend. It's a lie. Okay? You can confirm on the links that I will put here. Okay? You just need to read, like I did it. But I will give you. One. And I will give you this one for now, just for you to save it. And then you can read it. The night title cannot be bought, sold, or transferred. Only the Queen or the secret society can knight someone. I mean the English knight, okay? There are the other places, other countries knights, but I am talking about the original knight. It's not possible. Okay, this is for you to enjoy like I did. There is no transfer of bank accounts. There is no testament. There is no transfer of lands that will transfer the title of knight to other person. The only type on the nobility that can be heritage, it's baronet, not knight. Okay? If I am knighted by the Queen, I become a servant of the Queen. I bow down to that Queen or to that King. I commit myself to be a servant for all my life. If I want to keep that tab to the agenda, to the will of that kingdom. So I put some photos. You see them bowing to the Queen, bowing to the Prince, bowing to the Mason. So it's impossible for a real servant of the God of Abraham to be proud of being deceived on the past by using this title. It's impossible. That person never, never had a real alliance with Jesus Christ. It's impossible to be proud of a title that killed so many innocent lives. And I know what I'm talking about. I will prove you. It was the knight that destroyed. It was that serf that conquered Scotland. If you have saw, watching that movie, The Brave Heart with Mel Gibson, you have an insight of the cruelty of that serf. If you know what it means, the troubles of Belfast that cost more than 3,000 lives by the division that they provoked on their beliefs, putting Catholics against Protestants, promoting the two sides. It was done by the agents of the Queen. I will pass some music here for you to understand how deep this is said. In Scotland, they took their land. The Queen put there their scythe. The King put there their scythe with the soldiers. And when the Scotland had a happy moment of a marriage, they even promote incredible laws like the Prima Nocte, the first night. That they now say it's not history, but there's a lot of history on that. The first night belongs to the serf,
now who can be proud of this? Okay, I will give you a rest and put a song. Okay, I'll be right back.
To me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say trouble's abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd, all my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say trouble. Gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. We'll be right back.
One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. When the Belfast child sings again.
And the life goes on. Okay. Life goes on. I put a link about a man called Lionel Lukhu, a former Illuminati that became a very known Christian preacher. Supposedly, and I believe that he found God. There's a work that this man has left to everybody. He was knighted twice by the Queen, by the service he has done to the kingdom. You can read it on that link, but I will put here on the chat room what the Queen conceded to him. Commander of the Order of the British Empire, this is not a knight title, and then he was made a knight bachelor in 1966 and received the knight commander of St. Michael and St. George in 1969. Because he was an excellent lawyer and he convicted, he has the record of the murder convictions. He received this as a distinguished title. And this title belongs to him all through his life. He died with them. He could never transfer this title, not even to his son, not even to his wife, much less to a friend by transferring lands. When you hear someone that says it's Christian and he is also a knight, commander or a knight of something, you better be careful. You better be careful even if the cries are from gold. This person is in trouble. Because if it's a real knight, sir title, if it's knighted, he cannot be by transfer. He has to be given by a master, a king, or a representative of the king. He became servant for all his life while he is using that title of that master, of that organization. And we cannot be in two kingdoms. As a real servant of Lord, of the Lord Jesus the Christ, we cannot serve two masters. Paul had more titles than this person. And he considered all trash. We don't read in the Bible that he said, I am proud of my titles on the Judaism. I am the privilege.
to be a circle or a knight of Gamaliel, something is wrong. The Bible says that those who much speak, they end up in troubles. There is an old saying said, by the mouth, the fish dies. So, I come from a church where lots of people have a lot of faith. From the door on, everyone knows everyone. When you found someone outside, they pretend they don't see you. If you are walking with someone that only answers to you, only have patience to you when it's good for his image, and on the back door is a tyrant, you better believe that he is also in bad trouble. He is also oppressed by another master that is not the one who only gives us a light burden to care. So be careful to who you give your money and time. Be careful and do not just hear words. Watch the actions. Watch the actions and see the fruits, or you will be disappointed and you will lose your eyes on the way and you will blame God. Or do not be vigilant and do not focus only in Christ. My life is an open book. I am a divorced man. I do not ashamed of speaking of my errors. But I'm not proud of them. So please give me, because I can't understand, give me a good reason for someone who walked with people that were leaving the Illuminati. They knew all their secrets and they repent and become a preacher of the gospel. How can someone who walk with this man fall again on deceptions and start working for money in new age groups that sells meditation kits, that sells prophetic words at $40 each one? Do you believe that he had amnesia? Do you believe that he didn't knew what he was doing? Yes, unfortunately, when we want to see the truth, we must admit it. We have been deceived. The same serfs that were sent to Ireland, to Northern Ireland, the same serfs that were sent to Scotland to rape the Scotland virgins are being sent by the Queen and the Vatican and all the royal reptilians to destroy the faith in Jesus Christ. To give you a Bible corrupted by authority of men that serves Satan agenda. That do not let you pass the door. They make you look at the door of the kingdom, but they put you there in front of you, promoting himself. I don't believe that someone who had learned from an ex-Illuminati, if he really I hope I hope it's better now. I was waiting for this. Give me feedback, please. Is it better? Okay. Okay. As I was saying, I don't love this, I don't hate this person. Each one of us knows the reason to accept the burden of another master. But what I can't accept is half-truths and things to be well explained. Because my first alliance, even if I love each one of you that are hearing this show, even if I consider you my brothers in Christ, my first love is Jesus the Christ. My first alliance is with Him that is the truth, and He is not called half the truth. And if you start serving other lords, I will fight you. I will expose you. I love more Jesus the Christ, Yahushua, and His kingdom, and my Holy Father, and my Holy Spirit, that is my Holy Mother, because Holy Spirit in the original is Ruach HaKodesh, that is a feminine word. Okay, that's another program. I don't like what I need to do because it brings me trouble. I could be a pastor on that church if I had accepted 20 years before to be a yes man of men, to close my eyes to little things that I knew that was not belonging to the burden of Jesus the Christ. There are no pride of noble English titles in the life or a real repentant man or woman of Yahushua kingdom. It's all BS. You can use it on your toilet if you don't have paper. Use that title because a lot of people died because of their titles. Innocent women were raped by descendants that were using that title. I love you, but I hate your title. And I hate when you help another third that are deceiving my brothers and sisters. I hate you when you promote that fear that is blinding the faith in the real Yahushua Jesus the Christ. I hate when you do that just to receive the offerings of that lobby. And don't come to say that it's best when you said it live, that it was a privilege to use it on your life. When you use it, and you're still using Knight Search in your profile on a server that comes from the United Kingdom, where your connection still supports you. And I will put the link here to prove that I am not talking without a cause. You need to explain about this and not calling swines for those who need to be sure what are you. That's a coward thing to do. If you are not here to explain you that because you didn't explain enough when you had the change and you cut me from your chat room when I was bringing these tools for those who are blind by your two faces. Sorry, I didn't want to be like this, but someone from your own ministry showed me this, and now he is with a friend. But I didn't found this alone. You got it? I will put here, because I don't like to speak without proofs. There he goes. This is an updated profile from a prophet that says that his past is past. But it is a privilege to use the title that murdered so much Christians. Sir Knight. Check the date of that page and tell me that is past. I am hurt because I believe in these persons, but they don't love us. When it smells money, follow the God that they love most. Check the right of that page, you see the profile, the name of the profile. Check the title. That's another thing. On the Hagman sponsor, there is a minimum donation to that ministry that has a sir controlling that ministry. It's $50. They don't accept less than $50. Now tell me if there is something wrong about this. Tell me if you can see Jesus on this. Okay. Another proof. Look, you can paint yourself with the colors of the rainbow. I loved you. I brought you. And you turn your back to help another sir called Michael around the world. That is a fear-mongering, false prophet. That is making crazy a lot of brothers that are calling me, writing me, and telling they obeyed him and nothing come to pass. And you got the link, you put the link to help him on your website, even when your fellow man of confidence that you say that you love has warned you he didn't trust him, and that's why he contacted me. You are helping the wolves, sacrificing the sheep only because he's a sir like you. Ah, and by the way, coincidence or no, the server of the site of that wolf. It's 060606 or 606060. Is this a satanic Illuminati signature? Or am I flying in my mind? Now tell me, if you receive that title from your friend, what have you learned with him when you accepted to work on a field of enemy that has the Illuminati High as a symbol and is selling courses of divination? Is selling kits of meditation. Do you think you can deceive everybody at all the same time? I was deceived, but your fellow helper there in Pine Ridge was well aware what you were doing. It was him who tell me, careful, he is a European. Careful, he has a title. And show me the links. I don't do courses of divination on sites that has the Illuminati eye as the logo. You see, sir, I only serve on matter. Since I knew him and I made my compromise with Jesus, I don't serve the Jesus of the Illuminati. Sir, with all respect, sir, do you know that you hurt me? I never get a sorry, a letter for not knowing, for you to explain me why you have abandoned that door that I opened for your cause there. But when it comes the first alliance with another source, all the other alliances are secondary. How can you be protecting, promoting one guy that has deceived online so much life? How can you be promoting a wolf that has the courage to pretend that he is an insider, a military insider, and is in a live fire, on a live chat room, pretending that he forgot to turn off his micro, just to put people praying for him because he was in danger? How can you be protecting this wolf if he? Your alliance, your title is not important, more important than the lives of the sheep. You hurt me, but my God knew who you are. You hurt, but the blood of that destroyed life are on your hands too. And you cannot hide anymore. You had your chance. You had your chance. Now you can paint yourself with the rainbow of the colors. But you cannot explain Why did you love that title more than the lessons that you should have learned with that man that you say that it was your friend? And he gave you that title and the lens. I am not afraid of your friends. Because if you kill me, if God lets you kill me, I go to heaven early. I am tired of this world because it's full of tears like you. I tell you tonight, repent. Take the other source to repentance, like your closer friend did in his life, if it was real. Because it's easy to give in Christ when you steal the lands of the indigenous people. Like in Papua Nova Guinea. It's very easy to do the work or job with the sweat and the money of the others. It was very easy to me to preach Christian titan as so much people does. But I fear my Lord. I fear the hot of hell. I don't fear physical death. And if you send me to a furnace here, there is a big possibility that you will burn on that furnace. Because my God has angels that have proved that are immune to fire. Repent, as I enjoyed while I could call you my brother, while I could praise your humbleness, until that devil that deceived men promised you a lot of people, and he just stole you. It's not the devil that is fighting against you, it's the God you are preaching. You didn't give me a chance to defend me when you called me swine. Life. You didn't give me a chance to put these proofs. But I challenge you. I challenge you. Let's talk face to face. Email me. I have contacted you. And I only receive cold excuses. That's not a Christian behavior. I challenge you. Do you have the courage to talk with me on a program? Do you have the courage to see what I saved here when your fellow Pine Ridge warriors wrote on Skype to me on that day, warning me about you? Do you want to see that proof? I don't invent things. First, I cover my bases. I hope that you can convince me that I am wrong. I hope that I must ask you to forgive me. I was more happy when you were walking with me, preaching and fighting for the just causes, like Lionel Peltier. But I think that someone who wants that land, someone will be give the mercy strike on that land, and it's not far. And maybe you don't want to lose another title. I don't have proofs for that. But you don't give me another chance unless to cover all bases. And it's your fault. Because if you walked really with that man, you should have learned who the Illuminati were. You were not blinded anymore. I love you, my brother. I don't care if you love me. I love you. I want you in heaven with me. I love that man that was walking with me. I cry when you cry. I rejoice when you rejoice. Why did you hear the voice of that sir? I still love you. I don't want to forget that man that I love you. Not yet. Not yet. Please, Father, don't let the enemy win this battle. In Jesus' name, I'll be right back.
Right now, be heard. Just say it. Cry out.
Okay. First, how did that you heard now from the film Braveheart was taken from YouTube, where the hero died, a real sir, Sir William Wallace, that was taken from Scotland, educated in London, but did not forget his roots. But like Moses. And when we saw the other sir brutalizing his people, he fight them. He gave his life, but he did not ask mercy for the wrong king. He was not afraid to die. He didn't love his husband. He was a real sir. He was a spiritual sir. Much more illuminated than those that receive and bow to men. He didn't ask mercy. He died crying freedom, freedom for his people, poor people. And there's a lot of people there that need freedom, don't need more fear, don't need more poverty, don't need that this government take the rest of the privilege that were left. That's why they didn't left you to walk with me, because I was talking about a sir for that people that is in jail for more than 30 years, that these masters keep him there with false accusations, with stupid proofs. I'm talking a sir, about a sir, I'm talking spiritual warrior. Then I hope that he had found Jesus the Christ there. I'm talking about Leonard Peltier, the Mandela, the American Mandela, that your bosses stopped you to talk about because they have another agenda. And it will be concluded soon. Open your eyes, brothers and sisters. It's all about money. It's all about tithings and you providing the wounds. It's all about that. They promote, like the Pharisees, when they do a little good. But on your back, they hit 10 times more. Because they don't have the real love. And you better believe that if you don't do this, but you help them do it with your tithings, with your laws that Jesus never gave to the real servants, because he talked to the Pharisees when he advised them to do mercy, to tithing, but not forget the mercy. It was for the Pharisees, it was not for Peter and John. those must work for free, must give for free what is given by his Lord. They are not commissions to take tithing, to give to another masters. If you help them, you are so guilty as they are. As you are warned of their works, you are warned how much faith they have. They are crying on the pulpit and on the back door. They are smiling to each other and counting the money. Wake up. There are no minimum donations in kingdom of God. In God's kingdom, there are no minimum donations, as it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Jesus praised the woman that gave so few that it was all she had. And it's in the Bible. Isn't this the word of God? Or is it just the parts that you want to be? You that are here, you are witness of everything that I've shared and that I've said here. When they call me swine, they cut me because they didn't want me to share the link that I put here. If you can help to open the eyes of those that need to be opened, please share. Share the link of the show. Maybe these guys become humans and they accept my challenge. And they put me on the same program with this warrior that seems to me that are not very agree in everything we do. Because if I know these things, it was one of them that showed me. Because he was worried. Because the Holy Spirit was pushing his heart to the truth. And by the way, he can end the deception the day he wants. He can force a change there if he has courage. For the rest of his life, he will regret because he didn't have the courage to look for the truth and to walk on the truth. I don't need money to serve my Lord. You know why? Because he provides me everything that I need to do his work. It's not my work. It's not my ministry. It's not my image. It's not my money. All it's from Yahushua, Jesus the Christ. All belongs to him and for his glory. I was called to destroy enemy strongholds. My God gave his life. He came to this world to destroy the enemy works, not to close his eyes. If he had closed his eyes, you and me were in hell. So, I will repeat it. When you fear the Lord, there are no fear mongers powerful enough to change it. When you really fear the Lord, When you fear, you have respect for what you know He is able to do with your life. It was very much more easy to me to be shut up, to not expose this cancer that was growing in America. But I did my part. I did my part. My hands are clean. The next will be the next. I know there's a lot to do. But you see, my brothers and sisters, the house of the terror, the house of the vanities of this world, like the first king of Israel, those who take care a lot of his titles, his image for the people, are going down. They have built their own graves because they never repent for his idolatry. Their gods are themselves. And Satan knows that the house of David, that is hidden on the rock, that feels the cold of the night, the hot of the desert, will reign sooner or later. Will reign because they are approved by God. There are no kingdom and glory without carrying the cross. It's very easy to carry a cross with the money and the sweat and the struggles of the sheep that you blind with your Bible manipulating without context. Shame on you. There is fruit that can be saved on that place and other places. But if you do your part too, my brother and sister, if you do not succumb to that fear, you are not alone. Didn't Elijah thought he was alone? And how did God spoke to him? He was not on the thunder. He was not on the earthquake. God is not on numbers, on multitudes. He is that sweet voice inside of you, telling you it's wrong. It's wrong, my child. Do not believe, do not follow that teaching. Do not make yourself a slave of something that I didn't say, that my apostles didn't promote it. Don't sell meditation kits. Don't sell prophetic words at $40 each. Don't help these guys. Oh, but it's much more easier. Satan always comes first. So hard to wait in the faith that our Lord will help us in His time. You know why? Because our ego must die. Our idols must be destroyed in us. If you love money, God will steal all your money through Satan. And then he comes to offer the wrong solution. You just need to close your eyes a little bit at the beginning. But at the end, you will be
because you did it. If your problem is the flesh or the woman, you will spend a lot of time without it to be healed and to give praise to God when He gives you one that is not addicted to the flesh, that will not poison your spirit. You need to wait for the angels. What is your idol? Is your title? Is your job? Take it to the altar. If God wants to remove it, just say it. Lord, take everything you need. I don't want to lose you. I'm just giving you the truth. And if I am mistaken, I will be humble enough to retract myself. But you, my brother, you could avoid this if you have another behavior to someone that showed so much affection when you were crying for help. When you were crying for help, I gave you my hand. I prayed for you and much more that you know. I joined your cause. You turn your back on me. When you thought you wouldn't need my help anymore, because there was a better way now, with lots of listeners. And I believe with a lot of fake promises, like he did to so much that are now being treated here on the cave of the army of David, that are witnesses that I am not speaking lie about that ministry that you're promoting on your website. And yes, I will say his name again, Michael Around the World, the fake insider, the man that is on missions through Poland, through Sweden, live fire sections alive. Really. When I was invited to there, I invited him to come. He didn't come. Two of his elders came, made me a proposal to interview me, to put on the site. He didn't left. Because it was from the Holy Spirit. Cut off that possibility of people hearing a true blessing of the Holy Kingdom of Jesus Christ. Not enough with this. Those who come to my show from that site, he forbidden them to share the link of that site because he didn't want to be exposed because he was near his retirement. Really? 1 month later, on the other show with more people to listen, all elders from there were sharing the link. And I asked, maybe, are you retired now, Michael? No. Keeps busy lying. Do you think that I was afraid of Michael Around the World?
Do you know how many people are exposing this move, and you go and help him when your fellow, your right arm that opened and pay you that show for you has advised you and forbid that guy to be there sharing his fear, his false prophecies that so much people followed and regretted because he destroyed his life without mercy. And you are promoting that, sir? Shame on you. Shame on you. Because the numbers made you kill on the faith. Just like to so much another watchman that are falling on the same error. They just want audience because now they have sponsors to pay. Starting with God and with the man controlled by Satan. How much time did we saw this on the church history? Isn't in the Bible also? When David insists to count the numbers of his kingdom just to know how great he was, what happened? He found Satan. He found Satan and so do the kingdom. I hope this will be the most fruitful show that I have done. If I don't do any more, I don't mind. Because I hope that I will recover my brothers. I hope that maybe they can show me that I am wrong for asking to forgive me. I hope that all the links were traps of Satan. But how can this be? If you have already confessed with your mouth and became trapped by your own mouth, when you expose yourself, or talking what you were trying to hide. I would choose to have to ask you for forgiveness, my brother. But unfortunately, I think maybe I will not be the only one who need to ask to forgiveness. I know that my listeners, my brothers in arms are crying for you. As the same way I have loved you, they have loved you too. If there is a real warrior, holy warrior, on your side, he will make you hear this show. If no one will show you, will ask you to hear this show, that's because they are not your friends and they don't love you. Making mistakes, it's human. I am human. I did a lot. I was married without asking God if it was the real woman. But I had to learn to wait. And I don't hide my errors. but I learn with them. Making errors is human, but hiding it and be afraid, be a prisoner of that fear of being exposed, it's satanic, it's not human. And you are a slave of the Father of the Light. Because you can't resist the title. You can't resist something that this world is offering. How can you be Christ? How can you call them that title a privilege? When Jesus warned us about the rewards of men, how can this be a privilege? If it costs so much innocent life for those that accepted the burden of death, serves. My brothers and sisters, I will not take you more time. Please, you pray for this man and for the good fruit he has done on that place, or the enemy does not steal that fruit and people remember the good things. Pray for this show may reach the goal for what God has promoted him. God bless you. In Jesus' name.